Country Club FM.
Almanac time. Here we go. Let's fire this thing off.
I love the bell for a couple of ding dongs.
Is that a ding dong? Is that?
Well, yeah.
There's no dong there. It's just a ding. It's the same. It's the same note. Got to have the two tone. Ding dong. Need to get one of those.
Avon calling.
Oh. Oh, it's not Avon. We've got a similar reference in the Almanac today, but it's not Avon. Today's Wednesday, September 13th, 256th day of the year. We have 109 left to go. 1789, the United States government had to pay off the termite control that they used in George Washington's teeth. They took out its first loan. And I still don't think we paid it back. I think it's part of the trillion. How many trillion? What is the
20
deficit?
Trillion?
What do we owe?
I think 20 trillion.
How are we ever going to pay that back? I'm pretty sure that debt counseling or those debt management agencies, I don't think they can help us at this point.
Put it up on Experian. They'll take care of it.
1789. Well, maybe we'll get some money back from Equifax because...
Equifax.
Because they were doing the country's FICO. 1789. 1949, the LPGA, Ladies Professional Golf Association of America, formed. Patty Berg, who, of course, was a Minnesotan. Patty Berg, its first president.
Hate her or no?
1949. 1950, this date.
Well, good passing in person.
Hi, Sam.
Well, Cindy, you know, it's a pleasure to see you again all in one piece. Sure, you're a sight before I.
Well, Murphy, you have no idea how good it is to be back here.
That was the Dick Tracy TV show, the crime drama, first aired on ABC back in the day when every single policeman was Irish.
Well, my favorite character was Mumbles.
Mumbles was good, yes. Yeah. Mumbles. It was Warren Beatty portrayed him in the movie. Was it late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
They did the Dick Tracy movie. That was the actual TV show, 1950, this date. Here's that cosmetic reference, 1963. Mary Kay Cosmetics founded. Nine people just sitting around the kitchen table of Mary Kay Ash. What about those other eight people? Why did they name it after Mary Kay? Because it was at her kitchen table, I suppose.
Well, I suppose, and plus she already had a pink Cadillac.
She did, so she was ready to go, 1963. Are you a Mary Kay person, or are you more of an Avon person?
I'm a ding-dong, so I guess Avon. Mrs. Townsley was our Avon lady.
We had multiple Avon ladies. Apparently, they couldn't... As I recall, we had a lot of Avon ladies. I don't think they were able to satisfy our Avon needs, so we kept driving them away. I bet you we went through as many Avon ladies as we went through dogs on the farm. We got hit by the milk truck. And maybe that's what happened to some of our Avon ladies. They got hit by the milk truck. Look out!
Oh, man.
And there's mascara everywhere.
Everywhere. I ran into Tammy Faye at the mall.
County Road 6. 1969.
Where are you? We got some work to do now.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? Debuted on this date. Now, I didn't know it was originally on CBS. When I grew up, Scooby-Doo was always on ABC.
Right.
Which started out as Channel 9, and then it was Channel 5 a little later.
That's why you're so smart with all this almanac stuff.
Because I watched a lot of TV. We got a mystery to solve. Scooby-Dooby, ready for your act. And if you come through, you know what you're going to get?
Tell me.
You're going to get a Scooby snack.
Wow.
So that was in 69. 1971, the World Hockey Association was formed. Teams like the Miami Screaming Eagles, the Birmingham Bulls, the Cincinnati Stingers, and of course, the Minnesota Fighting Saints. Played in St. Paul.
At the glorious Civic Center with the clear boards.
Yeah. Well, they were in the auditorium first, and then they built the Civic Center, and then they were there. But the Oilers, the Nordiques, the Whalers, and there's a fourth one that I can't, that's escaping me right now.
I used to love those Fighting Saints games.
Oh, yeah.
They were awesome.
Oh, they were fabulous. Winnipeg Jets, the fourth team.
Benny.
That when they went from WHA actually merged with the NHL, those were the four teams that made the move. And, of course, people don't remember Wayne Gretzky actually got his start in the World Hockey Association. That was in 71. 1977, I remember these as a kid. They were awful. Oldsmobile developed the first American-made car to run on diesel fuel.
Oh, they were nasty.
I can just remember the Cutlass. You know, here's a Cutlass Calais or a Delta 88 rumbling down the road in a stinky diesel.
Huffing black smoke.
I knew people that did conversions. They bought those cars and they converted them to gasoline engines.
A lot of work for an Oldsmobile.
77. Also 77.
Confused? You won't be after this episode of Soap.
Dun, 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 dun.
And this is Soap.
Remember Soap?
That was a love-hate thing. Either you loved it or you hated it.
The Tates and the Campbells. They always got into a fight. They had the guy with the dummy, and Billy Crystal was there when he was alternative lifestyle.
Right. What was the first show to do what?
Have a homosexual on?
No, I had a viewer discretion warning.
Oh. Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Soap debuted on ABC. First show to include viewer discretion warning, 1977.
A soap with no rope.
1986, another show debuted.
What should we do now? I know. Let's go look at my toys.
This guy was so talented, wasn't he?
He was.
Pee-wee Herman, Pee-wee's Playhouse debuted on this date on CBS. Paul Rubens, 1986, 1990. Another show debuted. This show has been, in some form or another, has been on, and it's still on.
Still on.
Because they have a Law & Order. Is it SVU that's still on?
Yeah.
So they had Law & Order SVU, Criminal Intent.
I am a fan of Mariska Hargitay.
Law & Order LA. Law & Order Trial by Jury. Do you remember Law & Order Library Cop?
No.
That was a good one.
No, it was. That's when people were hushed to death.
2001, this date, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell named Osama bin Laden as the prime suspect in the terror attacks 2 days earlier. Limited commercial flights also resumed in the U.S. for the first time in 2 days, 2001. 2006, singer Whitney Houston filed for divorce from singer Bobby Brown. That was a tumultuous relationship, as we know. Also 2009, this date, at the VMAs.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
According to you, Kanye.
One of the best videos of all time.
What a nutcase.
Yeah, he was. And he cemented that fact right then and there.
That's
at the
it.
2009 VMAs interrupted. And at that time, that's Taylor Swift, who at that time was still kind of considered country.
Right.
That's why we covered it, 2009. 2014.
In his booking photo, Adrian Peterson looks as though he hasn't a care in the world. But in reality, the Minnesota Vikings star running back stands accused of a serious crime. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office began an investigation into Peterson this spring over allegations he beat his son with a branch in an effort to discipline the child.
That was this date, 2014, that Adrian AP turned himself into police in Houston for child abuse. He was then later released. He was charged with abusing his son by hitting him with a switch. Left bruises and cuts on his boy's back and legs. 2014, and he would then be suspended by the NFL. It was up and down. Remember the Vikings, they took him off. They suspended him before the NFL and said, you can't play. And then they reinstated him, and then the NFL suspended him, and they didn't play the rest.
Any way, shape, or form. But when I was a kid, it was the spatula, and some other kids had to survive the wooden spoon.
Or the belt.
The belt.
Or some kind of a paddle.
Yeah.
The belt was never good.
I'm going to get the spatula.
Birthdays today.
I think you're a dangerous woman. All women are dangerous.
There's Barbara Bain, Cinnamon Carter from Mission Impossible.
Remember her.
Barbara Bain, 86 today. Fred Silverman, he knew a little something about TV. Worked for all three networks. Producer and executive Fred Silverman is 80 today. Miss Manners, she could teach you a thing or two, Brad.
No doubt about that.
Journalist Judith Martin, Miss Manners, 79 today.
I chose you for the one.
Uh-huh.
Now we're having so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so.
A little blood, sweat, and tears. David Clayton Thomas, great voice.
Unbelievable.
I'm so glad you.
That album was around my house.
You can catch Blood, Sweat, and Tears on our sister station, The Big Q. David Clayton Thomas is 76. Also having a birthday today, we have Bella Caroli.
You can do it. You can do it. Listen to me. You can do it.
Yes, you can do it. You can do it, Caddy. You can do it. Bella Caroli, he was a gymnastics master, Romanian gymnastics coach. He and his wife, Marta, they were legends. They then came to the U.S. and helped Mary Lou Retton and the U.S. team become dominant. Bella Caroli is 75. Another great music voice. I'm still bitter about him leaving, and they've never gotten back together.
I know. And I think Chicago is really bad without him.
Well, they brought that one guy, and what's his name? Something Chef. And he had a similar voice, but it just wasn't the same.
It's never the same.
Peter Cetera, 73 today. Jacqueline Bisset, 73. The actress in Airport, The Deep, member of the Village Deep. People, is 65 today. He was the cowboy doing the YMCA, 65. Wow. Comedian Jeffrey Ross is 52. He is the roast master general, and here he is roasting the Hoff.
But Baywatch, that was always my favorite. That was always my favorite. I think you should have gotten a special Emmy just for holding your stomach in for 12 seasons.
Jeffrey Ross is 52. Michelle Duggar, I don't usually mention reality personalities, but hey, she's had 19 kids. She deserves some kind of mention.
Medal.
19 kids and counting. I don't know how you do that. 19 kids. How does your body recover from that?
Right.
It just shows how resilient the human body is.
Get a TV and, women. And a hobby.
Michelle Duggar, 51 today. Yeah, take a break.
Yeah.
Take a break or get fixed. Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson is 50 today. Tyler Perry, 48, did the Madea movies.
Right.
You know all the Madea. Madea does this. Madea does that.
You know, if you say Madea, 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 you start to sound like who?
I don't know.
That's all, folks. Madea, Madea, Madea. That's all, folks.
Tyler Perry. You know, they should have done a Madea movie with Ernest. Ernest goes to camp. Madea goes to camp. Ernest saves Christmas. Madea saves Christmas. Right. 48 for Tyler Perry. Let's see. Country singer Joe Don Rooney is a member of Rascal Flatts. You hear their music here on Total Country, Bob FM. Joe Don Rooney, 42. Ben Savage, the brother of Fred Savage. He had his own little career. Dear John, Boy Meets World. Remember that one, 37. And we are your Don't Care About One Direction station. So we are going to mention, is it Neil? He's English, so it's Niall Horan, One Direction boy band guy.
Wow.
He's 24 today.
Wow, he gets a mention on the Almanac.
We're going to do Gone But Not Forgotten now.
All right, Gone But Not Forgotten. Born on this day in 1819, Clara Schumann. She was a composer. Dr. Walter Reed, you've heard of the Army Hospital.
Yeah, never been there.
No, want to stay away from there.
Although, but if you're going to have something wrong with that, I think they have pretty good... Isn't that where the presidents go?
Absolutely.
I mean, they probably have good service there.
Dr. Reed, born in 1851.
And good coffee.
Good coffee. Good coffee. You lost me. Milton S. Hershey, ladies and gentlemen, born on this day in 1857.
Ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania? It literally smells like chocolate.
I can only imagine. I've never been. If I did, I would probably, I don't know. I love Hershey's just milk chocolate with almonds.
What else do you need?
And the dark chocolate every now and then.
Healthy for you.
General John Joseph Pershing, World War I commander.
He has some missiles named after him.
He did. The Pershing missiles in El Paso, Texas. We were talking about this earlier. He had a theater named after him.
Crazy.
Right? Let's see here. Claudette Colbert, born in 1903. Country Music Hall of Famer, born in 1911. Bill Monroe.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
That's some bluegrass there for you.
You ain't lying there, brother. Author and screenwriter Roald Dahl. Born in 1916.
They forgot an N in his name. Huh?
I know.
When they named him.
Vanna, I'd like to buy a consonant.
You'd need it.
Yep. Wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Scott Brady appeared in several films, including The China Syndrome and Gremlins, born in 1924. Musician and actor Mel Torme, born on this day in 1925.
Life, I just picked me a plum. you came along and everything started to hum.
The Velvet Fog.
Wow, what a smooth man.
Still it's
wrote the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire.
Wow.
Came up with that. Genius.
The best is yet to come.
His estate will be making money on that song.
Forever.
Yeah.
I'm Mel Torme's 15th removed grandchild.
All right, those checks should be rolling in then.
Richard Kiel. Is it Kiel or Kyle? I think it's Kyle. K-I-E-L.
I always say Kiel.
Maybe you're right. What do I know? Born on this day in 1939, best known for playing the role of Jaws in James Bond films.
And, of course, in The Longest Yard, he broke somebody's freaking neck. You remember that?
Yeah, he did.
No, he did that on purpose.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He was in Happy Gilmore, So Fine, and Pale Rider.
Big guy. I mean,
big,
he was tall, big, big.
Singer and actress Nell Carter, born in this day in 1948.
Give me a break, I sure deserve it. It's time I made it to the top.
Singing her own theme song, Always Brave.
Yep. The role of Nell Harper on the TV sitcom Give Me a Break.
I saw her first on Sheriff Lobo. She was like one of the officers.
I had no idea she was gone.
Yeah, she passed away early 2000s, if I recall correctly.
What do I know?
And I normally do. Not to toot my own harm, but my recall, it isn't total, but it's pretty close.
Well, attaboy. Rocker Fred Sonic Smith, born in this day in 1949, the guitarist for the group MC5, also married to Patti Smith. And Joni Sledge, born on this day in 1956, a member of the group Sister Sledge.
We are family. Hey, 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 hee, ha.
Wow.
I got all my sisters.
You sure do.
And me.
And me. So and there sisters. They are. They are gone, but not forgotten.
Almanac Bob FM, kind of just telling you what's going on today. This day. What's
Where
going
is
on? You can
piece
share
of
that.
Paper that
you can
I need.
Share that along with all of your friends that don't listen to the Almanac. You can dazzle them with the knowledge that you just learned.
This is
the tidbits.
The tidbits. Do you have that little piece of paper? So we want
to. It's taped. And I can't remove it. That is non-removable Scotch tape here.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All
the
right.
Bob FM Almanac brought to you by Kurt
Weers.
Kurt
Weers. Yes. United Pro Country Realty in Annandale.
No one knows the country.
Like Kurt Weers.
All right. 8:53, almost 8:54. Bob FM Almanac ready to wrap up the Bob Morning Show. He's Brad. I'm Jim. A Bobathon coming up in just minutes. Right now, Oak Ridge Boys. Bob FM.
I heard.